And good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND. Happy Thursday to you. It's a lot chillier than what you expected this morning. And if you want to just, you know, lay there in bed for a while and think about getting up and take your time, I'm all for it. Just, you know, try to have a good attitude. Realize that you're necessary. You're needed. People need you to get up out of bed and get going today. The same people that take you for granted and make you feel worthless and... I think I'm just going to stay in bed now.
You're not motivating them.
No, it's just all backwards. It's cold. Put the covers back over you. Go back to
If your boss
sleep.
Is upset, tell him Frank said it was okay. All right, taking a look at the morning news. A boundary recommendation has finally come from the Ben Lapine School District Boundary Committee. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was at the meeting last night and has this report.
After considerable discussion, the committee voted to forward a middle school boundary proposal to the superintendent.
The committee moved towards what we're terming as a minimal consensus, take forward a recommendation to move the Pine Ridge attendance area to Pilot Butte from the Cascade attendance area. The committee struggled over that decision.
Deputy Superintendent John Rexford says 72% of the committee voted to move forward with option 1B. But two members of the committee said they're strongly opposed and would attempt to stop the acceptance of this proposed boundary change. One of the biggest concerns is the belief it will make the percentage of low-income kids at Pilot Butte higher than at any other Bend middle school. Several committee members said they'd struggled with not coming up with a better socioeconomic mix. Rexford will draft a recommendation to Superintendent Ron Wilkinson. Committee members will have a chance to review it before it's sent. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Right now in this country, peer pressure and lack of academic success are the leading cause of suicide in kids ages 12 to 18 years. And the only category that is increasing in high-performing students is high-performing students who opt to check out instead of dealing with academic failure. Oregon State University Cascades Professor Jay Kasbin says we need balance, and we need to teach our kids that going to Yale or Harvard at any cost is too high a price.
This is a caring community, and that's a first step. It's not enough just to be caring. We also have to engage. We also have to implement. We also have to look very hard at what we're doing in terms of practice as parents, as schools, and also as society.
Another thing Kasbin says is kids learn from adults, and one lesson we're teaching them right now is how we, as adults, are coping with society and economic pressures. If we push it to the breaking point, so will they. And 41-year-old Lapine man is very lucky to be alive today after suffering from hypothermia when he crashed his ATV a couple miles west of Lapine. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Clayton Lichtenhahn crashed his ATV 4 miles from his home when his vehicle hit a tree that fell across a forest road. He then walked another 12 miles disoriented when an employee of the Twin Lakes Resort, Joey Frazee, found him.
Just good circumstances for the fact that he probably wouldn't have made it another night. Definitely suffering from hypothermia.
Lichtenhahn was wet from swimming in the Wickiup Reservoir and was wandering in the woods in his underwear. He also broke his ankle and some ribs. Frazee called the sheriff's department and learned they were looking for Lichtenhahn. His wife had reported him missing when he hadn't returned from his ATV ride Monday evening. He spent the night Monday night in the forest. He is listed in fair condition at St. Charles Medical Center. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A bill that would make the governor the head of Oregon's education system passes the Oregon Senate with bipartisan support. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
Senator Rod Monroe, a former school board member, says the bill would allow the governor to appoint a deputy school superintendent with the right kind of experience.
I can tell you that the citizens of this state don't have a clue what the job is all about or what it does.
Senator Alan Bates voted no because the bill sets requirements of the deputy super, such as a minimum 5 years in school administration, which could rule out good candidates.
Some dynamic individual, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, somebody of that nature who could come in and really change the system.
The bill moves to the House. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And it was a strange twist to a marijuana bus north of Kalama Falls when the man tried to light himself and the car on fire. Oregon State Police say a Maryland man was arrested last night north of Klamath Falls on multiple charges when during a traffic stop he doused himself and the vehicle's interior with lighter fluid and ignited it. OSP troopers removed the man before he was injured and extinguished the fire before it caused major damage to the vehicle. Troopers found about 30 pounds of marijuana with an estimated value of $75,000. That is a look at the news for today. For more on these stories, you can check out our website. That's KBND.com. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.